OPEC and allies, including Russia, opened 2 days of meetings today as crude oil prices have been dropping. International benchmark Brent crude fell more than 16% in November, while West Texas intermediate crude lost almost 21%, the biggest declines since early in the pandemic. The outbreak of the new Omicron coronavirus variant threatens to sap global demand, and Saudi Arabia and other major producers will weigh whether to release more oil to try and stimulate demand. The chair of the Senate Commerce Committee is inviting the CEOs of seven major airlines to testify next week. Washington Democrat Maria Cantwell, following up on her call in July for airlines to explain worker shortages, even though they received billions of dollars in a pandemic bailout. She's inviting the CEOs of American Airlines, Delta, Southwest, United, JetBlue, Alaska, and Spirit Airlines to testify. People are sending a lot of money to families across the border, especially this time of year. Crypto may help defer the cost.
Usually it's Western Union or MoneyGram. Now, a Mexican crypto startup wants to make it cheaper to send cash. It's called Bitso, based in Mexico City. They say they can cut the cost of exchanging dollars for pesos. Bloomberg Businessweek reports cryptocurrencies may be a solution for cross-border cash transfers. Bitso says a technology that allows one person to send money to another without a so-called middleman could make it quicker and cheaper. $40 billion is sent across the U.S. border to Mexico each year. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Today is December 1st, meaning the clock is ticking on that Christmas shopping list. Bankrate's Ted Rossman says he expects consumer spending to hit a double-digit gain this year, even with the Omicron variant, inflation, and supply chain issues.
We found about half of holiday shoppers started prior to November 1st. October retail sales really popped. They were up 16% year over year.
Consumer and business news, James Flippin, NBC News Radio.